Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today in San Diego, Cattle Industry Convention. Colin Willaw joins us in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operate the two best farm shows in the state of Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 14 to 16 at the State Fair Park put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Call the show's manager, Ron Boormaster, for information on how you can be a part of the Oklahoma City Farm Show at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for more details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Hey neighbor, now's the time to be making plans to be a part of this year's Texoma Cattlemen's Conference being put on by the Noble Foundation Friday, February 26th at the Ardmore Convention Center. The theme for this year's event, the cattle industry, evolving through innovation and technology. An all-day cattle conference that'll help you get ready for 2016 and beyond in the beef cattle business. For more information, go to noble.org/ag events or call them 580-224-6375. We're in San Diego for the 2016 Cattle Industry Convention. One of the folks we had a chance to run into right away, Colin Woodall, lead lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and our nation's capital. And of course, one of the things that Colin tracking very closely, what Congress is able to get done this election year.
Obviously, an election year always means it's hard to get much done in D.C. Are we almost through with what can be accomplished this year?
Well, that is a great question, Ron, because a lot of folks will tell you that, yeah, we're already through with what we can accomplish. I'm not to that point yet, and I think that's really looking at what the Speaker has laid out. Speaker Ryan has been very successful in his term, and he has said that he's going to continue to work throughout the year. Specifically, he wants to work the appropriations process through regular order. So with that, I think he's really going to hold these committees to holding hearings, to actually moving bills, so they could work through the spring and into the early summer. Now, once they leave for July recess, I think that that's probably it. But we could probably get some work out of them here in the spring.
Now, of course, two things that are out there kind of hanging fire still, GMO labeling and TPP. Any chance we get much moving on those?
GMO labeling is still being hotly debated on both sides to try to find some sort of vehicle to move. For us, though, a priority is TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership. We've got to get this thing done. It's a good deal for us. It's not a perfect deal, but it's a good deal, especially when you look at Japan taking our tariff from 38.5% down to 9%. And we've got to get something done as quickly as possible because Australia has a side deal with Japan right now. So they already have a 10% tariff advantage over us. So their product's cheaper, and they are eroding our access. So every day we don't pass the TPP, that's money out of our pocket right now.
Now, as far as timing is concerned, Woodall says the idea of pushing this thing off to next November, not acceptable.
You know, we keep hearing lame duck. That's just not acceptable to us. We're going to continue to push to get this done as quickly as possible because we need it now. And again, it's about the fact that we are already losing money without TPP, and we will continue to lose money if we don't get this thing passed.
And I know there's some political observers in D.C. say that Republicans are just going to they're not sure that they can swallow hard enough to allow this president to have that victory.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate because, you know, we do have a lot of friends in the Republican Party that have helped us on issues. But if that is the position they are taking, then they are hurting us directly. This president has been very forthcoming in his negotiations. He has worked with us. We've been able to work with him. And we think that he has done a great job on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So if the Republicans are playing that kind of game, they need to understand that they're taking money out of our pockets right now, and that is just unfortunate and unacceptable to us.
Cattle industry lobbyist Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Messner Ranch 55th Annual Production Sale, Saturday, February 6th at the ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 that Saturday and will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 70 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. Located 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma. For more information, call Milton Messner at 580-273-9494. That's 580-273-9494. You can also download a sale book at dvauction.com.
Reporting from San Diego, Cattle Industry Convention 2016, I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.